So I'm going to be speaking on Psalms 91. And yeah, Psalms 91. And we are in our Psalm series, Psalm Summer Series, Songs for Every Season. And the title of my talk is God is Our Safe Place. First question, what passage are we going to be speaking from? No. Psalms 90. Correct. Sweet for that young man. Sweet for that young man. Psalms 91. Psalms 91. You adults don't count until the end. But the kids at the back do count. So if they want to answer, then they can. Okay. So have you ever been scared of something? Like a thunderstorm? Or a bad dream? Or being alone? Hands up if anyone's... Can anyone give me other things that they may be scared of? Spiders. Correct. Yeah, I don't like spiders. Bats. Wow, bats. You're scared of bats. Nightmares. That's a good one. Yeah. Thunderstorms. Yes, that's brilliant. Yes, Mel. You're not getting a sweet. Yeah, snakes. Yes. Zombies. Yeah. What films are you watching? Whirlpools. Whirlpools. We went to Butlins yesterday. We got sucked up in a whirlpool yesterday with my son and my daughter and their friends. So, yeah, there's some of the things that we can be afraid of. Psalms 91 is like a promise from God for those moments when we feel afraid. It's like a letter from him saying, you don't have to be scared. I've got you. Because God always takes care of us. So I'm going to ask Esther, my little assistant, to come and read. Where's my Bible? Esther, over there. No. Yeah. Give a round of applause to my daughter, Esther. I think it's always good to have the passage of Scripture and read it. So Esther's going to read Psalms 91. It's a bit chunky. That's why I've got her to read it. Right, Psalms 91. Wait there, start again.
Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. A thousand may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you say, the Lord is my refuge, and you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you. No disaster will come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against the stone. You will tread on the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call on me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation.
Give a round of applause. Go and grab a seat. Okay. Let's look at some of the key things from this passage in Psalms. What Psalms are we reading from?
91.
Yes, 91. Psalms 91. Caroline, you can have a sweet later. Yes. Okay, let's look at it. So let's look at verse 1. Verse 1 says, God is our shelter. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Where's my umbrella gone? Does anyone know what this is? What is it? An umbrella. And what does an umbrella do? Sweet. It protects you from the rain. So this will protect you. What else can an umbrella, a big umbrella, do? Protect you from not just rain, from the sun. So you need to be quick. I mean, from the sun. It brings protection. It's a shelter. It's like this big, strong umbrella brings shelter from the rain. It brings shelter from us getting wet. He says, God is our shelter. He will protect you from the storms of life. Our young guys that went to New Day, they slept in tents. You know, I'm sure if Jamie Furbank put up a tent, they'd be well protected. If I put up a tent, nah, the protection wouldn't be there. Wouldn't be as secure as Jamie's tent, because I've seen the way he puts up tents and things like that. The tent protects you from the rain, from the elements. You know, it don't protect you from people snoring or anything like that, but it protects you. That's the same as God. He protects you from the storms of life. He protects you from trouble. God, He protects us when we are having maybe a bad dream. God can protect us. God can look after us. What other things can God protect us from? A thunderstorm. Correct. Injuries, being hurt. What other things do we find God protection in? Traveling. Traveling, that's a good one. Sweet. Traveling. He protects us on our travels. We have the privilege to be going away tomorrow, and we always pray, God, protect us as we travel. Protect us in our going and our coming. Protect us, because He is our protector. God is a shelter. You know, another thing that God protects us from, He protects us from danger. Verse 3, He will save you from hidden traps and deadly sicknesses. God sees danger that we don't. Kind of like how your parents will protect you from crossing the road. I know many times when my kids were little, they would run out and you'd have to drag them back in. You protect them. You are their protector, because they don't know. That's like God. He goes before us. He knows. He protects us. Protects us from danger. God keeps us safe in ways we don't even know. Mel's just going to give a little testimony.
So we do. Ooh, that's bright. We do pray every time we go on a journey. That's just our thing. You know me. I love to pray. And so a couple of weeks ago, I was going to Alicia's graduation. I was on my own. Simo was down in Devon at a friend's wedding. So I was driving up to Twickenham. I drove to Twickenham. I drove back home. Then I drove to Esther's graduation in the evening. I drove back. I was doing lots of running around in the morning on Friday. Went to school, did the last day of school. Everything fine. No warning lights. No, nothing. And I come out of my road, which is a very quiet little road. No one behind me. I turn onto Gossamer Lane. No one's behind me still. And all of a sudden, my car goes, and that's it. It's dead. Nothing. No, I can't get it to restart. Nothing. It's just not moving. So I just managed to, with what power I had at the time when it did that, I rolled onto the side of the curb and I phoned Simo. We got the AA. They couldn't start it. It's not good. It's not happy, my car. It's very poorly. But in that moment, I just thought, oh my goodness, what if that hadn't happened on a quiet little road with no one behind me? What if that had happened the day before on the M25? And all of a sudden, the power just went. Not only would I have been hurt, but a whole lot of other people would have been involved in that. Or any other busy road, not just the M25, that could have been catastrophic. But, you know, I was just like, whoa, that was the first thing that hit me. That I never knew that was going to happen. I never knew. I had no warning indicator on my car to say that that was going to happen. But it did. But God knew. He had me in his hands and he protected me. So I was very, very thankful.
Amen. See, God protects us from danger. God sends angels to watch over us. Verse 11 says, he will command his angels concerning you to guard all your ways. What does he send? What does he command? Angels. Very good, very good. He commands angels to watch over us. Did you know that God's angels help? That's how much he cares. God's angels help you and me when we're asleep. You know, we always pray over our kids. Lord, protect our children. Put your angels, guarding them safe throughout the night. By his spirit. You know, he protects us. We don't have to be afraid. God is with you. It says in verse 5, you shall not fear the terror of night, nor by the arrows by day. So we shouldn't be afraid, because God is with us. God is with us. God is our light. He shines through the darkness. As my wife would say, he is our S-O-N, sunlight. He's the sunlight. He shines through the darkness. See like how that projector is shining onto this screen? Imagine this room all dark. What does this torch do, kids? What does this do? Makes light. Makes light. Makes light. When it's working. And it makes shadows. Makes light. So if the room was pitch black, and you had a torch, what would happen? What would happen? There'd be light. And if this wasn't working, it'd be dark. Too many buttons. It'd be dark. God protects us from the darkness. He's our sunlight. My kids, they used to we have a light on at night, but when they were little, if that light wasn't on, you'd hear them shout, like, in the middle of the night, Mom, Dad, it's too dark. Just like that. Because we'd forgotten to switch, and we'd switch on the light, all good. That's the God that we serve. He's our light. He brings light, and he cuts through the darkness. God listens. God listens to our prayers. God listens to our prayers. What does God do? Listen to our prayers. He listens to our prayers. He listens to what you say. So when you pray, God listens. And sometimes, a lot of the time, we can just pray short prayers. In verse 14 and 15, it says, because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will be, it says this, Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call on me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. He listens to us. He listens to when we call. That's the God that we serve. He's like a parent who hears when you cry. They hear when you cry at night and they come running. He's always with you. It says in the word of God, I will never leave nor forsake you. For the adults in the room, backwards that phrase says this, you forsake or you leave, never will I. He never forsakes and he never leaves. That's the God that we serve. So wrapping this up, simply, I'll ask this question one more time. What passage are we in? Psalms, I think your sister was muttering it behind you. Psalms 91, so you can have a sweet, Liliana. Psalms 91. You know, Liliana, you don't have to be shy. You can shout out. Psalms 91 is God's promise that he is our safe place. He's our protector and our helper. When you're scared or worried, you can remember this Psalms and know you're not alone. I've got a memory verse challenge. It's verse 4, and it says this. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. Right, so say this. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. One more time. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. Zakai will give you all sweets at the end. At the end. Not now. At the end. We'll all get sweets. All right. It's like under his wings. When you think of birds. Who likes birds? So I've got a daughter who does not like any birds whatsoever. She's petrified. But birds, they protect their babies by sitting on them, covering them, bringing protection over them with their wings. They protect them. It's a safe haven. Spread, especially eagles, spread out their wings and they cover their babies in protection. When my kids used to fall, or when my son's playing football and he hurts himself, this is what he does. If he hurts himself, he does this. And I can either put my arms around him or lift him up. Well, he's too heavy now. Lift him up and put him in my arms. Or I can say, get on with it, you wet lettuce. Which is what I usually say. But he runs to me because it's a safe place, protection. That's how we need to be with our Father. Now, thank you, son. You can have a sweet. God wraps his arms around us. We can run to him for protection. We can run to him because he's our safe place. We can run to him whenever we need help. Whenever we need help, we can run to our Father in heaven. Because he's our refuge and he's our safe place. He's our refuge and he's our safe place. What is he? He's our safe place. Summary, and just wrapping up now, remember this. God is my safe place. God covers me with his wings. His angels watch over me. I don't have to be afraid because God is with me. And God hears our prayers. God, he hears our prayers. No matter how young or how old, God hears our prayers. I'm going to pray. In fact, is there anyone here who would like to pray? Not even a sweet will tempt them to do that. Is anyone here? Declan, do you want to pray? Declan doesn't want to pray. I'm going to pray, and I'm going to pray for all of us. I'm going to pray God's protection. I'm going to pray that God continues to teach us through his word, and that he covers us, continues to cover us with his wings. So let's close our eyes. Father God, we thank you that as we've learned from Psalms 91, just going through this now, Lord Jesus, snippets of your favor and your grace, of you protecting us. You are our safe place, Lord Jesus. We can run to you. You cover us with your wings. Now, Lord Jesus, you put your angels to guard us from harm, from things that we don't even know ourselves now, Lord Jesus, that may be in front of us. Father God, we know that we don't have to be afraid because you're with us. And we know that you hear our prayers. So, Father God, I pray that you would just continue to hear our prayers, no matter how short or how long they may be, you hear our prayers. And we can trust in you when we feel afraid. Thank you, Lord Jesus, in your wonderful name. Amen. Amen.